Last week, we started a special series here at VCR called This Beautiful and Hard Life, based on a book by Professor Kate Bowler titled Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved. Last week, we heard Melissa Swanson give her beautiful story about how she made it through some very difficult times and found her faith and realized that not everything necessarily happens for a reason. This week, we want to invite Sandy Young to come up, and she is going to tell us about her story. So, Sandy, have you come on up? We want to thank you for giving your story here this morning. So we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Well, thank you, Tim. Well, for those that don't know me, my name is Sandy Young, and I've been a member of VCR for 5 years this month, actually. What a joy it is to be part of such a wonderful family. Thank you, Melissa Swanson, for being a tough act to follow last Sunday. Even with that said, I would like to let you know that I really enjoyed hearing your message. And I will enjoy hearing Garrett's next week. Like Melissa, I am out of my comfort zone. And so pardon me for reading. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, we gather today to give you thanks and praise for your greatness. We praise your mighty works. We praise you for your wonderful deeds. Your power is limitless. Your wisdom is unparalleled. And your grace is overwhelming. And your love is never failing. You promise that you will never leave or forsake us. Let us worship you in spirit and truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The purpose of my message today is not to have people feel sorry for me, and please excuse me if I do cry a little bit, okay? Instead, I would like for you to praise God that he found me and invited me into his home here at VCR. And I want to thank him for making room in his heart, in Jesus' heart for me. About 7 years ago, I met this guy named Tyler Williams. Does anyone here know this guy? Tyler and I met at the Roseville Chamber event. And we, of course, knew each other for 7 years. Well, in October 2017, we discussed my daughter, Amanda, and I told him that she may be interested in going to his B3 group that met on Friday nights. He said, "What about you?" I was like, no, thank you. I am not a church-going girl. After a lot of discussion, he said, okay, and gave me his big smile, and he giggled. Little did I know that God strategically put Tyler in my life because he knew that I would need help from the Holy Spirit in my life. In March 2018, I walked into VCR one Sunday morning. When I arrived, I was met at the door with open arms. Everyone made me feel so welcome, and I knew then that VCR was where I belonged. Now let us reflect on today's scripture, Jeremiah chapter 29, 11 through 14. I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you further filled with hope. When you call me and come and pray to me, I will listen to you. When you search for me, yes, search for me. With all your heart, you will find me. I'll be present for you, declares the Lord, and I will end your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have scattered you, and I will bring you home after your long exile, declares the Lord. I was diagnosed with a rare disease called Meniere's disease, which really generally affects one ear. And my left ear was affected. The symptoms of Meniere's disease is vertigo, fullness of the in the ear, hearing loss, your ears ringing, cold sweats, nausea, fatigue, and migraines. And believe me, the list goes on. I thought the Meniere's was like having vertigo. I'm sorry. I've suffered from Meniere's disease for 16 years. 11 of those, I thought that Meniere's disease was just like vertigo. During that time, there would be times I would suffer for a couple of days with vertigo attacks, which what I thought was vertigo attacks. These attacks would happen about 8 times per year. In January 2018, the last stage of Meniere's hit me, and the attacks were debilitating. Not only did the attacks get worse, but they became closer together. Instead of having 8 attacks a year, I would have many attacks a week. My ortholaryngologist, which is fancy for ENT, would administer a steroid injection in my left ear. These injections would give me a relief for about 10 weeks. I started receiving injections every 3 months for a while. Meniere's disease is caused by an overproduction of fluid within the inner ear, which is located behind your eardrum. I had 2 surgeries within a year where the doctor placed a shunt in my mastoid, which is behind your eardrum. And I had, so the fluid would be able to flow properly. 2 years ago, the doctor decided to try another surgery because those 2 failed. And he would inject gentamicin, which is an antibiotic that is poisonous to the cells of the inner ear, which means they would kill balance cells. After further testing at this appointment, he realized that I had bilateral Meniere's disease, which now both ears are affected. The doctor stated that since both ears are affected, I would not be a candidate for the gentamicin injection. So now both ears are affected. Since both ears are affected and they kill balance cells in one of the ears, I could very easily have become an invalid and spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair. Well, no to that, right? So at this point, I was out of options for a cure. Because of the complications with the steroid injections, I was not able to get them every 3 months anymore. The injections had to go further and further apart. All I had was my 8 prescriptions that I was taking for Meniere's. However, these medications could help, but so much. Well, on May 25th, 2023, I was able to get steroid injections in both ears. Since then, I have been much better. Meniere's disease is an autoimmune disease. Well, Dennis Royer, who is a wonderful friend and a member at VCR, suggested that a whole food plant-based diet, which, guys, is worse than vegan. Okay, with vegan, you can go to Chick-fil-A and get their French fries and a Pepsi. Not with plant-based. You got to limit sugar and oils. Okay, so Dennis had gone on a week-long retreat in Black Mountain, North Carolina, to learn how a whole food-based diet benefits our immune systems. After a lot of prayers and help from Dennis, his wife, Peggy, and the Holy Spirit, I decided that I would do anything that is legal and moral to help me get better. I have now been on this diet for 7 weeks. It is amazing how much better I feel. And have I cheated? Yeah, a couple times. Only 5, actually. Well, Meniere's disease causes cognitive decline, and the diet has really helped me cognitively. When the injection that I received in May wears off will be the true answer to whether this diet helps and whether I will continue it. I would like to repeat myself to you that the purpose of my message today is not to have you feel sorry for me or have pity for me. Instead, I'd like for us to praise God that he found me and invited me into his home here at VCR. And I want to thank him for making room in his heart, in Jesus' heart. The beautiful thing about sickness is that we realize at the end of the day, no matter the pain we still find, the strength to worship God and his name continues to be glorified. Worship is so much sweeter than the trenches of despair. It is His strength that lifts us up. We can be depressed, angry, miserable, happy, and yet, you know, there will always be something to be grateful for. God's grace and love. It is the only constant in this ever-changing world. In April 2021, apparently, the Holy Spirit wanted me to slow down and enjoy life. So I applied for disability, and believe it or not, I was approved the first time. Now they call me the crazy plant, and craft lady, which I am fine with. Since I've been a member at VCR, I have been part of a women's Bible study, a B3 family that truly loves each other and supports each other through God, through good and bad times. I would like to end this message today to let you know the reason I became a member at VCR in July 2018 is because of the outpouring love and for the relationships that I have built with each of you through my tough times. God bless you greatly for all you've done. Without my family at VCR, and my immediate family, of course, and friends, As I stand here today, it really scares me about where I would be if I had not had each of you by my side. Thank you to each and every one of you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope, though even the toughest times, strengthen us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care, for your mercy and grace, and that you are always there with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice that we may have freedom. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all you do, and for all that you have given. Help us to set our eyes and hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day, every day. We give you praise and thanks. You alone are worthy. How many times have each of you sang the song, Lord, I need you? Every time I hear it in here, I cry. And Diane and I actually look at each other because we love the song so much. Well, thank you for your time. And thank you, Tyler, for giving me the opportunity to tell my story.